This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It became pretty clear pretty early in the pandemic that warehouse space had become an especially scarce and thus valuable resource. Supply chains were backed up, but consumer demand was off the charts because consumers were stuck at home with nothing to do but shop. So retailers and wholesalers alike wanted to put as much stuff as possible in warehouses. So they bought and rented and otherwise got their hands on as much warehouse space as they could. Now, though, as you know, supply chains are pretty much back to where they were in the before times, so storing extra inventory just isn't as important anymore, which means, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, a whole lot of businesses are trying to figure out what to do with all that extra space.
I'm standing in a warehouse just south of San Francisco that belongs to a company called TMB Baking, which sells baking equipment. CEO Greg Warwick is showing me how to use a machine that manually rolls dough into thin sheets to make pastries.
For those that are using a rolling pin to roll their dough out, this is a game changer for them.
Most of the equipment in this warehouse is way more sophisticated. Huge ovens and electric mixers, metal boxes the size of washing machines for storing sourdough starter. Warwick imports most of this equipment from Europe, and back in 2021, when supply chains around the world were messed up, the company realized it needed to store a lot more inventory on site, and his landlord happened to have another warehouse available next door.
So we made the decision at that time that it was worth investing some more in the ability to bring that equipment over and inventory it here.
TMB Baking wasn't alone. By the second half of last year, the number of warehouses in the U.S. was almost 20% higher than just before the pandemic, according to the Census Bureau. But now that supply chains have eased up, TMB Baking doesn't need to store as much inventory. So Warwick repurposed the warehouse into a showroom.
We saw that there was really the great opportunity to walk people next door and say, hey, here's your mixer. You know, this is it. And you want to test it? We can bring it over and plug it in if they need to do that.
Retailers aren't using their warehouses as much as they were a year ago, especially small ones, says Zach Rogers. He's a professor at Colorado State University who helps put together the Logistics Managers Index, which tracks warehouse utilization.
Larger firms sold a bunch of stuff during the holidays, and now they're replenishing inventories. Smaller firms, I think, are being a little more cautious.
Rogers says those business owners know that they can't just sit on their warehouse space.
And so you have to figure out, well, can we sublease part of this? Can we use it for something else? You don't want to just be paying for a big box full of air, because right now that big box full of air is pretty expensive.
Expensive in part because interest rates are higher, but also because there's a lot of demand for their unused warehouse space from companies that don't even want to store stuff in it. Karen Yip is the owner of Yip Premier Real Estate in Columbia, South Carolina. She says her local economy has been booming. A lot of people and businesses have been moving to South Carolina and trying to find places to set up shop. And so?
Anytime like a smaller warehouse space comes on the market, it tends to get snapped up pretty quickly.
By event spaces, breweries, and gyms, for instance, because warehouse space tends to be a lot cheaper to rent out than retail storefronts.
The price per square foot can't be beat at all. I looked at places that were a third the size that were twice the rent.
That's David Walker, the owner of CrossFit Lodestar, just outside Columbia, South Carolina. He moved his gym into a 6,000-square-foot warehouse about a year and a half ago. And he says the building works really well for him. There's plenty of floor space, the roll-up door helps with airflow, and transforming the warehouse into a gym was simple.
There's not a lot of permitting I have to go through to get all that stuff done. I just, you know, unscrew this, drill another hole here, and it was a blank slate for me, which made it really easy for me to build out.
Meanwhile, in the Boston area, developers have been snapping up unused warehouses to tear them down and build apartments. Seth Williams, the owner of Reference Real Estate in Boston, says local governments have been rezoning a lot of commercial areas to encourage more housing.
Everyone's kind of on the prowl for a plot or a warehouse or a box or something that they can take and really increase density.
Williams says developers have pretty deep pockets, and that gives them an edge over businesses that actually need to store stuff. One of his clients, Jess Harrington, runs a business called Jess Finest, which stages homes that are up for sale. And she's been on the hunt for a warehouse to store all the furniture and accessories she needs.
I did put an offer in on a place in my neighborhood. Unfortunately, like the terms were not super desirable to the seller, and so my offer has not been accepted.
Harrington says she's building up cash so that when another warehouse comes on the market, she can make a stronger bid. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.